Joining me now on the SB Nation NFL show, former Cincinnati Bearcat and future first-round draft pick, Ahmad Sauce Gardner. Ahmad, thanks for the time today.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I want to start early, just with some general questions, because for a lot of people like me who don't necessarily dive as deep into college football as some other people, this is their first opportunity to get to know you. So I went to your Twitter feed and I wanted to just check out what you've been tweeting. And the first thing I saw was that you were at a Cincinnati baseball game last week, and there's a ton of pictures of you with kids who were at the game. And I just thought that was really cool. You know, I have two kids myself. What made you want to take the time to do that?
Me, I always motivate the youth. You know, I know they're all watching me. So it was hundreds of baseball kids, you know, baseball players, the youth, just coming up to me, having me sign their shoes, back of their hoodies, their ticket to the baseball game, taking pictures, you know, so I couldn't really like watch the game, but then I'm like, you know, the kids are more important than me watching the game. So, you know, it's just great to be in that position, you know. Probably a few years ago, they probably wouldn't know who I am. They probably wouldn't be asking for those pictures. So, you know, I feel like everything that happens is because of God. So, you know, I'm not going to shy away from it or run away from it. You know, he sent all those kids to me. You know, now I made their days.
I'm sure you did. That is just a really cool thing to do. When you were that age, who would have been the athlete for you that you wanted a picture with?
I'm not sure. I wasn't that type of guy growing up. You know, like when I was growing up, I always just saying like, that's the guy that I want to be. Like, I want to be the guy that the kids look up to. You know, I didn't want to get too caught up in like being a fan of other people. No, I know that might sound a little weird, but it's like I was just the one. I felt like I was the chosen one. So, yeah.
You're joining us today on behalf of Old Spice Sweat Defense Dry Spray, which is pretty good because you're maybe the best defender in this entire draft. What do you have going on with them, and how did you get involved?
Man, blessing to be here, man. I grew up, you know, using Old Spice, so it's just a great opportunity to just be able to be here with them. Like you said, the sweat defense dry spray, you know, 24/7 sweat protection. So it makes it easy for me to learn my playbook. You know, like I said, I know I'm the best defender in the draft, but sweat defense dry spray, that's the second best defender.
That was very smooth. That was like a veteran move right there by you. You just said it. You feel like you're the best defender in the draft. Obviously, the thing that most people know about you is that you didn't give up a touchdown when you were in college. Do you think that you have kind of a target on your back going into the NFL?
Man, probably. You know, I think I do. That's how it should be. You know, when you get in a certain position, you know, it should be a target on your back. Playing at Cincinnati, we went from being, I forgot what my coach used to say, but we were the hunted. You know, after we got to having a lot of success, but we were doing the hunting, you know, when I first got there because we wouldn't get as much recognition as we felt like we deserved. So I'm used to having a target on my back, you know, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
You know, you're going to hear it from somebody eventually. I hate to break it to you, but at some point you are going to give up a touchdown in the NFL. And are you ready for that? Because, you know, the person that scores is just going to want to stick it right in your face.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that, you know, but, you know, things do happen in the game. Adversity happens, but, you know, as a cornerback, you got to have the next play mentality, you know, but I don't have plans on that happening. You know, I want to keep getting better and better, you know, and just keep it rolling.
I know with pass rushers especially, they'll watch film on other pass rushers and pick out things kind of here and there, like, oh, that's a good move. Maybe I can try and steal that. As a defensive back, can you do the same thing?
Yeah, you can talk about your footwork, you know, your hand placement. You know, it's a lot of things that you can talk about when it comes to being a cornerback. You know, you don't have to be moves because you trying to defend the receiver, the one who's doing all the moves. So it can be all the little things you're doing to stay in front of them. You know, just mirroring them. That's a great job at mirroring the receiver. You know, great hand placement. You know, it's a lot of things you can say when it comes to being defender.
Before the snap, do you line up thinking, okay, on this snap, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z against this guy? Or are you purely just reacting to everything that they do?
You got to have a plan, you know, when it comes to being a cornerback. You know, first of all, if you don't prepare during the week, you're not going to have a good game. You're not going to be able to play fast. But you're not just getting out there like, all right, I'm reacting to this. You got to get out there, line up. You got to know who's in front of you, you know, and what tendencies they have, what they like to do. You know, and then you got to say, you got to just look at the small, the little things, you know, like if I see a receiver line up with his outside foot up versus inside foot up, you know, I watch film so I can have a sense of which release he's going to have and if you want to go inside or outside so I can know exactly what I'm going to do against it, you know. So,
do you feel like for some guys, you can tell when they break the huddle if the ball's coming their way?
Yes, sometimes. It just depends how much of a pro the guy is. You know, some guys have when they're spitting on their gloves before the play. Some guys have it when their hands are resting, but they're tightening their gloves up. You know, it's just it's little things. You know, I pay attention to the little things a lot.
Now, you have a little bit of a relationship with Jalen Ramsey. Was there any advice that he gave you throughout this whole process?
He just told me to keep being me, you know, keep a great relationship with God because God knows, you know, when he just told me like God knows with a period, I knew exactly what he meant. You know, all the work I put in, you know, everybody else don't need to know. God knows, and that's all that matters.
You could potentially be the highest cornerback ever drafted into the NFL. Going into Thursday night, are you nervous or more excited?
I'm excited for my family and coaches. You know, like I said, it's not about me. You know, me, my job is easier. I just want to be able to get drafted and be able to go put the work in, get right to work, and be able to dominate, you know. But I'm excited to see the faces of my mom, you know, coaches, you know, because they produced me. They produced me. They made me the guy that I am today. So, yeah, it's not all about me, but I'm going to be very excited, you know.
You're going to be picked, I would imagine, top five. I mean, five at worst, I would imagine. Obviously, the draft is still going to be going on after that. You have interviews and stuff. But, like, what is your plan? Are you going to stay at the draft or are you leaving after you get picked?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't want to stay there and party or nothing like that. You know, I came to Vegas for business. You know, it's a blessing to be here. But, you know, if I get drafted, I'm not about to go, oh, yeah, I got drafted. Let's go turn up this, and that. I came for business, you know. So. Yeah.
Hold on. You're not going to go gambling or celebrating or anything?
Man, I don't gamble. I live a boring life, man. You know, I eat, sleep, and drink football, you know, and watch football, you know. I don't smoke or drink. I don't gamble. I don't do any of that. So I bowl. I play Call of Duty. I study playbooks, study film. Go to practice, playing the game. You know, like, I live a boring life. It's not boring for me, but for the people on the outside, it's probably boring for them.
Okay, well, let's say you were going to go out and celebrate with a meal of your favorite food. What food would you be ordering at the meal?
Depends where we're going. We're going to, like, a steakhouse.
Anywhere you want.
I'll probably get a steak.
There you go.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
A little broccoli on the side.
How are you getting your steak cooked?
Medium well.
Medium well. Okay.
I know y'all might hate me for that. You know, a lot of my coaches, they get medium rare and
yes.
Rare. But I got better though, because when I first got in college, I used to get well done. And I remember one of my coaches, they was like, man, it's like you eating a meatloaf. just by being well done. And I'm like, all right, you're right. So I took it down. I took it down a little bit, medium well.
Yeah, see, I always go medium rare because I get nervous. And I think if they overcook it, at least I'll end up with medium, right? But if you go medium well and they overcook it, then you're
sure about it.
Right. Like, so right. I don't know. I always go medium rare, but. To each his own. Enjoy it. This is going to be a fun night for you, Sauce. We really appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.